In January, John asks the Queen for a royal pardon in connection with his 5-year-old drug conviction, so as to be free to travel to and from the U.S. Had John forgotten about returning the MBE? On May 25, 1974, it's announced that George Harrison had formed his own record label called Dark Horse, and that he had signed a worldwide distribution deal in Paris with A&M Records. George's first signing is Ravi Shankar. On July 17th, John is ordered by the Justice Department to leave the U.S. in 60 days. He hears the news in a cab and jokingly orders the cabbie to drive him to the airport to catch the next plane to Britain. On August 31st, John claims in the U.S. federal court that the Nixon administration tried to have him deported because they had heard he was one of the organizers of an anti-war demonstration at the Republican convention in San Diego in 1972. John also says that his phone was tapped for a long period. On September 20th, Dark Horse Records release Shankar, Family and Friends. On October 4, 1974, Apple releases the LP Walls and Bridges by John Lennon. It's produced by John. The album cover's artwork was from drawings done when he was 11. John's desperate lyrics and vocal recall his first solo album. The track Going Down on Love seems to be about his broken relationship with Yoko.